Welcome to the 2020 Mountain View Colts Awards Night on your home for Colts Hockey, 96.5 CKFM. Tonight's celebrations are brought to you in part by Westland Insurance Group, AG Foods in Didsbury, Hildebrand Motors, Didsbury Value Drug Mart, and Dick's Trucking in Didsbury. This evening, we'll look back at the 2019-2020 season and honor the very best of the Mountain View Colts. Good evening, hockey fans, and yes, welcome to the 2020 Mountain View Colts Awards Night. I will be your host for the evening. My name is Jeff Dick, and yes, it has been a strange season, to say the least. But with COVID-19 putting an end to hockey across the country, we figured the best way to look back on the successes of the season was to include the entire community who supports the Mountain View Colts so well. So to that end, welcome to the first ever broadcast of the Colts Awards Ceremony. Big thank you to tonight's sponsors, AG Foods in Didsbury, Westland Insurance Group, Dick's Trucking in Didsbury, Hildebrand Motors, and Didsbury Value Drug Mart. Now, with restrictions still in place, the normal banquet night, obviously a no-go, but we figured this would be the next best thing. This is a lot to look back on this season. We're going to be handing out the team's awards tonight, talking to our winners. We'll also hear from the coaching staff, some board members, as we officially say goodbye to the 2019-2020 season. And although he cannot join me in studio tonight, my color commentator, Bernd Van Kluister, will also be part of the festivities. Let's check in with him. Bernd, was a weird way to end your first season as a Colts broadcaster, but kind of take us through the year from your perspective. Talk about joining the broadcast team, your first experience calling games here in the Heritage Junior Hockey League.
Yeah, definitely very memorable, that's for sure, Jeff. Weirdest ending to a hockey season I've ever encountered in my entire life. I think a lot of people could say that. Just for me personally, it was a lot of fun because I know a lot of these guys on a personal level, whether I've coached some of them, including Carter Layden, Tage Fons, those kind of guys I've coached. Refereeing, I've refereed through Olds Minor Hockey and throughout the community my whole life, basically, up until the last 2 years. So I've seen these players kind of grow up and where they came from, and it's just so rewarding to see them at the junior level really exceed, and hopefully some of them can take the next step. But if this is it for them, then I'm happy for them. It just sucks the way it ended, doesn't it, Jeff? In that North Division Finals, you thought they had a pretty good kick at the can there to get to the finals. Robbed, I guess. We're all kind of robbed for the last couple of months here due to the coronavirus, COVID-19. So it is what it is, but all in all, great year, I think, from the Mountain View Colts and from my perspective.
There are four teams left in the HJHL, and all of them will always ask what could have been in 2020. You had the chance to follow this team with me this year. There were so many highlights to look back on for you. What were some of the highlights that you're going to take with you from your rookie season in the booth?
Oh, boy, there's a lot for sure. My little brother Vince was on the team for the majority of the season in the front half for sure. Got to announce some of his games. That was a big personal thing for me. And otherwise, I would just go back to watching these kids play their whole lives and being able to watch them in junior hockey now, seeing all the same faces, the parents and everything as well. It's just a lot of fun for me. It's the whole community around hockey is a big thing for me. So that was a lot of fun watching that all develop. And yeah, just these kids, that's the biggest thing for me. I love cheering them on. I love watching them excel, whatever they do. So that's awesome.
The playoff run did see a bit of revenge on the Colts' part after last year's unceremonious exit at the hands of the Airdrie Thunder to come back and beat the defending provincial champions. That may be the biggest highlight of this season. Now, what are some of the things that stood out to you in that series as a reason the Colts were able to pull that off?
Yeah, boy, oh boy. First season in the Heritage Junior Hockey League, and that's probably one of the roughest, toughest series I've ever seen in my entire life. And you know what, for those veteran players that aren't going to be able to return to junior hockey next year, I think that's a little bit of something they can hang on to for the rest of their lives, is that they did beat the Airdrie Thunder, the reigning provincial champions, and of course, making up for what happened the year previous, of course, for some of those guys. Just a huge victory, and they fought and battled for that win. I mean, they really did give it their all. What a series that was. They came away with a couple big wins. That first one on the road sticks out to me as well. They just snuck that game away. The performances of guys like Brandon Rood, Alan Klink, these veteran players that really stepped up during that series. And here we are, the Colts in the North Division Finals, and that's as far as they'll get.
And we know it was not the way anyone wanted to see the season end, especially You look at those four graduating players, Josh Geddy, Travis Gerard, Corbin Houch, and Alan Klink. What can you say about the four graduates and what they brought to this team?
Yeah, boy, what can't you say about them? They're tremendous individuals, first off. They're some of the best kids you'll ever get to sit down and talk with. They always have time for you. They always say hi when you run into them in public. They're just character individuals in that way. And then what they do on the ice as well, just the work rate of those guys is the biggest thing for me. Anyone in the stands, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for that work ethic, a consistent effort, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But for those guys, for the majority of the time, it did work out because they're just so skilled. A guy like Josh Geddy, unbelievable. He's just a game breaker. Every time he was on the ice, there was a threat to score a goal, and that goes the same for the rest of the guys as well. But Josh Geddy, for sure, one of the best junior BHOC players I've ever seen.
And Barrett, we're going to be checking in with you a little later on tonight, but thank you for joining me. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Thank you.
Our first award of the evening will appropriately be for the team's top player in his first year of competition. It is the Rookie of the Year Award. Now, this one a tough decision for the coaching staff. There was a great rookie crop on the ice for the Colts this season. Three Colts rookies were selected to participate in the Heritage Junior Hockey League Prospects game in January, including this year's Rookie of the Year. This 2001-born forward put up 10 goals and 15 assists in 35 games during this rookie season, while also adding three assists in 10 playoff games. The 2020 Mountain View Colts Rookie of the Year is Carter Layden.
Jeff, you and I were talking before the game about this very same line. Josh Geddy centers Carter Layden and Damian Vickers tonight. And Carter Layden's had a fantastic rookie season, brings a lot of skill to the lineup.
Lose it out to the front. Geddy scores again. They lose the puck behind the net. Carter Layden fishes it out, gets it to Geddy. And the big man's got a pair in just a matter of seconds.
How about this start in the second period from the Mountain View Colts? Beautiful play there. Bryce Gray picking up an assist as well. Carter Layden, as you mentioned, Jeff, beautiful work there from the Mountain View Colts.
He'll flip one high in the air. Layden keeps that one alive. Great job at the blue line. Now he moves in.
They're looking at their depth right now to maybe pot a goal here. And over the boards come Damian Vickers, Carter Layden, and of course Josh Geddy. And this is a very interesting line. Talked about them all night long. They've had a couple of great opportunities. Carter Layden in that first period, just all alone in the slot, rang one off the glove of Anderson.
I get that one up to center. Just a long dump in off the arm of Woodward, corralled by Quardley, who plays it around the boards. He finds Layden on the far side. Carter Layden, great rookie for the Colts this year, crosses the blue line, wraps one around the boards.
We definitely need to keep bodies on bodies and get our shots on goal and bury our chances. That's exactly what we did tonight. It turned out in our favor pretty well. So
we've got Carter Layden on the phone with us. And Carter, first off, congratulations on winning this year's Rookie of the Year Award. First things first, how does it feel to be recognized as the team's top rookie in 2020?
You know, it feels awesome. You know, you had a lot of top quality rookie kids on the team this year, and it feels awesome to be the top of the rookies we have on this team this season. It feels awesome.
Now, you seem to acclimate yourself to the junior level pretty quickly this season. What for you was the biggest change when you started playing in the HJHL?
Definitely the physicality. You know, I came from midget double A, and it was more of a skill-based league, and jumping up to the physicality of junior B was a big step, but honestly, I love that kind of play, and it worked out well.
Now, as a rookie, who were some of the veterans who helped you out in your first season, getting you ready for that challenge of junior hockey?
You know, I definitely got a shout-out to Mitchell Visser. I always loved that guy, and Trevor Simpson. I've been playing with that kid for pretty much my whole life, so definitely helped me out a lot, and obviously our captain, Alan Klink, was big help in my season this year.
Now, it was an interesting season, to say the least. So, for you, what are going to be some of your fondest memories from this year?
I got to say, definitely beating Airdrie. You know, those guys, definitely didn't like those guys one bit, so felt good to beat those guys.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Carter. Again, congratulations on being the Mountain View Colts Rookie of the Year.
All right, thank you very much.
That was Carter Layden, the Rookie of the Year for the Mountain View Colts in 2020, and our first award in the books. That moves us on to award number two on the night. It is the Heart and Hustle Award. Now, our second award focuses on the unsung heroes on a hockey team. And while they may not lead the team in points, it is the effort level that stands out for these young men. The Heart and Hustle Award is presented to the Colt who best exemplifies tenacity and a willingness to work hard day in and day out, each and every shift. This award has seen some incredibly well-deserved winners over the last few seasons, including the likes of Keaton Perney, Matthew Myatt, Zane Leatherdale, who took home the honor last season. This year's winner put up 6 goals and 5 assists in 35 games during the season, took his game to another level in the playoffs, put up 4 goals and 5 assists in 12 games. This year's winner of the Heart and Hustle Award is Sam Kolke.
This one's dumped down by the Colts. Fawn's getting his first bit of action in this series. Now a chance at the side. Kelly stops it. Coming in, a blast, and Kolke gets it to the back of the net. That rebound just got spat out to the blue line. Kolke coming in on the line change. He just winds up and fires, and that one goes straight to the twine. Kolke has the Colts on the board, 1:28 in.
Well, he's one of those players that we want to see some different scores for the Colts tonight, not rely just on the big line there that had Getty, Visser, and Girard. And here's Sam Kolke getting his first of the playoffs.
Get that one free, and now we'll play it off the boards to Peyton Rothenbusch. He'll get it out to center ice. Wenzel got it under control, taken away by Kolke, and he will just dump that one in. Now in behind his net with it is Gardner, takes it away, and oh, they score! Sam Kolke takes advantage of a mistake behind the net by Evan Gardner. Went back to play the puck behind his net, fumbles it back there, and Kolke takes it to the front and gets it to the back of the net. Sam Kolke has had a great series, and it continues in game 6. Kolke going to chase in after this one. Fedorik coming far out to play. It goes around the boards, and Paquette meets it at center. Paquette puts it back into his own zone, picked up there by Kolke. He's got room. Kolke coming in, takes the shot. He scored! Sam Kolke on a bad giveaway by the Thunder. Kolke takes advantage. They played it back into their own end. Kolke was waiting for it, so there's no offside. And the Three Hills product with a big one. And with 2:08 to go in the first, Colts back on top.
Well, that's just great. We've got a deep team. Any of our lines can score at any time. I think that's one of the best things we got going for us, is that the other team can't take a break. We've got pressure on them constantly.
Unfortunately, Sam Kolke unable to be with us here tonight, but a big congratulations going out to this year's winner of the Heart and Hustle Award. Again, Sam Kolke, a great effort during the season, 6 goals and 5 assists, but it was in those playoffs, man oh man, did he really jump to another level. 4 goals and 5 assists in 12 games, and it seemed like each and every goal was a dagger in that game. He did a great job throughout the postseason, well-deserved. This year's winner of the Heart and Hustle Award is Sam Kolke. So with that, we will move on to award number 3. Next up on the docket, the Most Improved Player Award. Now, this award goes to the player deemed to have grown the most during the course of the season, and this year's winner, the perfect representation of that. This rookie joined the team after playing with the Olds Midget AA Grizzlies last year, and as the season progressed, continued to improve both offensively and in his own zone. He scored in his playoff debut, continued to hold his own during the team's playoff run. This year's Most Improved Player for the Mountain View Colts is Peyton Rothenbusch.
Chips it to the far side boards, now gets the return feed. Forced in behind his own net as Kolke is all over him. In behind the net, Colts trying to knock that puck away. Kolke wrestles it free. They get it out. There's a shot from Rothenbusch. He scores! Sam Kolke's hard work at the side of the net gets that puck free. Dishes it to Peyton Rothenbusch, and he goes shelf on Cameron Loomis-LaBrosse. The Colts on the board here first.
A beautiful finish there by Rothenbusch, and he's had a fantastic campaign. One of those rookies I talked about in the pregame, and he got the Colts on the board.
Brandon Rude high in the air. Knocks that one for Peyton Rothenbusch. He's over the line, tries to get it to the middle for Visser. Knocked away from him. Pass to the middle, broken up, and now it's Rothenbusch up over the blue line. Rothenbusch going wide to the front, looking for Visser. There's a shot. That one just goes wide. Puts it back onto the stick of Houchin. He decides to go up the right-hand side this time. They flip it off the boards for Kolke. Turns on the brakes. Tries to go to the front. Rothenbusch tips that one. He scores. What a goal by Peyton Rothenbusch. Kolke got the pass to him. He one-hand pushes it out of the air. And the rookie makes it 3-0 with some great hand-eye coordination.
I'm feeling good out there. I love playoff hockey. It's the best time of year. It's just good to get out there with the boys and succeed like we are right now. We just need to keep playing the way we are. Oh, that's cold hockey. That's the way we like to play, and these guys don't like getting hit, so we're going to bring it to them again tonight.
Most Improved Player for the 2020 Mountain View Colts, it is Peyton Rothenbusch. Peyton joining us on the phone. Peyton, congratulations on being named Most Improved Player. What does it mean for you to be recognized with this award?
It means a lot. Shows the help that the coaches and my teammates gave me, and just showed that I got better throughout the year.
Now, it's always a learning experience for a rookie when they come to the junior level. How did you find the jump up from midget, and what were some of the keys for you to adjusting to the junior game?
Definitely just get used to the physicality of the game. The guys are a lot bigger. They're a lot older than me, so just get ready for the hits.
Now, this award was also won by your brother Lane back in 2018. What is the experience of playing with your brother been like? What does it mean that both of you have won this award?
Yeah, it means a lot. He helped me throughout the year, gave me tips, just always there for me if I ever had any questions.
Awesome. And finally, what are some of the lessons you take away from your rookie season as you look forward to next year?
Just come in and play with confidence. When you play with confidence, that's where you're going to play your best. So if you have confidence, that's when you're going to play your best.
Peyton, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Once again, congrats on being named the Colts' Most Improved Player.
Thank you.
That was Peyton Rothenbusch, winner of the Most Improved Player Award this year. We've got three awards in the bag and six still to come. Let's move on to award number four. That is the Coach's Choice Award. This award goes to the player who the coaching staff feels stands out for their hard work and great attitude on the ice and off the ice, and one the coaches look at as an ambassador for Colts hockey, both in the league and in the community. Now this year, the award will be presented to two players, team captain Alan Klink and defenseman Sam Vanderstoop.
Face off to the left of Anderson. Caden Switzer wins that one right back to Rothenbusch. Gets it over to Houch and lets that shot go, and that one wide on the second chance. Alan Klink buries the rebound. Corbin Houchin's point shot goes wide but bounces off the end boards to a wide open Alan Klink, and that net wide open for the captain. His second of the night, and the Colts back on top, 2-1.
Plays it to the front. Bracco with a shot. Blocked by Vanderstoop. Comes out to the blue line. Kept alive by Doherty. He'll play one down low. Vanderstoop bumps with Bracco and a loose puck.
There's a shot from the point. Going to go wide. Colts keeping up the pressure in the offensive zone. Leatherdale plays it into the corner for the captain. Klink sends it to the front of the net. Nobody there but Ryland Burns. Burns spins but loses control of the puck. Leatherdale finds Klink. There's a shot. He scores! Beautiful job by Zane Leatherdale, taking advantage of a mistake by Ryland Burns as he spun off the puck. Leatherdale grabs the puck, spots the captain coming in. Alan Klink has a clean look, and he buries one. Colts on top here, 4 minutes and 48 seconds in.
Vanderstoop gets it along the sideboards for Houchin. His shot's going to go wide. Allen meets it behind the net for Stettler. Kolke providing some pressure as the puck sent around the boards. Rothenbusch with a blast that goes wide. Back to the point. Houchin plays that one forward. Vickers will corral it. Back to Houchin. Turns, fires. Second chance, and Vanderstoop is going to squeeze one underneath. Netminder Davin Nattestad and Sam Vanderstoop as his first of the postseason. And that's just hard work in the offensive zone. They kept working it around, kept getting shots through, and this time it's Vanderstoop behind everybody and slides it underneath Davin Nattestad, making it an 8-3 score.
Yeah, picking up that loose puck right in the slot and just sliding it underneath the pad there. Good, powerful effort in front of the net by Sam Vanderstoop, doing a good job of bullying away each and every Stettler Lightning defender, making some room for himself and capitalizing with a goal there.
Another great faceoff win for Caden Switzer. Gets it to Klink. He goes wide. Now Klink down low for Switzer. To the front for Klink. He scores! What a setup. Caden Switzer takes the puck down low. Got that pass from Klink and just returned the feed. The captain waiting for it in the slot. He's got another big goal. It's 4-2 Colts, a minute and 1 second into the second period.
Here we go. We've got our Coach's Choice Award winner, one of them anyway, and that is Sam Vanderstoop joining us. Sam, I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening. Congratulations on being named one of the winners of the Coach's Choice Award. Now, last year, you started the season with the Colts before going over to the Three Hills Thrashers. With them out of the league, we saw your return to Colt Country this season. How was the adjustment for you this season coming back into the fold with Mountain View?
Oh, it was good, I think. I had a good year in Three Hills, I guess, just kind of learning the league. Like, playing Colts at the start was definitely very fun, but after I got sent over there, I just learned some good stuff about the league, I guess, kind of learned what it was like to lose, and then coming to the Colts, you know, obviously I learned what it was like to win, and that was a lot more fun, and I just really enjoyed my time with both teams, but especially the Colts. It's meant a lot to me to be there, and obviously this award means a lot to me as well.
We saw a lot of versatility out of you this year. You played several different positions, doing whatever was asked of you on a nightly basis in the playoffs. It seemed like we saw you go to another level. You equaled your regular season point total in the first two games of the postseason. So what were some of the highlights for you this year?
I really hang out with the guys. You know, the team aspect's a big thing. That was one of the reasons I just did as much as I could for that team. You know, I just liked the guys, liked the coaches, and I was really, really you know, willing to do whatever they want me to do. And definitely the highlights were playoffs for sure. That series against Stetler was really fun to play in. Airdrie as well was a good time, like especially because I watched a lot of it last year because that's just I wanted to support the boys again. And just watching them play Airdrie last year and seeing how hard it was for them to lose that and then come back this year and helping them win and just being a big part of that whole series, I guess, as much as I could be, was fun. And it was just those are definitely two of the big ones, like my first playoff goal, obviously, because I didn't have the chance last year for obvious reasons. And then you know, it's fun, too. Just a lot of that stuff and the deep run we had was pretty fun.
Now you get to share this award with team captain Alan Klink. What can you say about what Alan brought to the team and what you learned from him this season?
Oh, I couldn't say enough good things about Alan. He's a great captain. He's just a good guy all around. He's very very willing to include all the boys, and I just think that he really takes everyone under his wing, and you know, like just all places he's a good guy to have as your captain. He's good on the ice, he's good in the room, he's good hanging out with the boys all the time. He's just a super good guy to be around, and he's definitely taught me a lot about what it's like to just be on a good team that's really close. And he always said all year long we were one of the closest teams in the league, and that's what made us the best. And I think I just really appreciate that attitude he had towards that, and just all that really tied together well. And I think that that's just couldn't ask anything else from a captain. He's kind of just a good all-around guy, good player, good captain, you know.
Sam, we want to thank you so much for your time tonight, and again, congratulations on winning the Coach's Choice Award this year.
Yeah, awesome, thank you.
That was Sam Vanderstoop, one of the co-winners of the Coach's Choice Award this year for the Mountain View Colts. That award going to Sam Vanderstoop and Alan Klink. That brings us to award number 5 on the docket. That is the Fans' Choice Award. From Coach's Choice to Fans' Choice, the Fans' Choice Award is voted on by the fans of the Mountain View Colts. It is awarded to the team's most popular player in the community. This year's winner taking home the award for the third time in his illustrious career. He first won it as a 16-year-old rookie in 2016. He would repeat the following season. Now following his 20-year-old year, he was once again chosen by the fans as their favorite Colt. The 2020 Fans' Choice Award goes to Mitch Visser.
Out from behind his own net with it is Rude. Pokes it ahead for Rothenbusch. Nice little tip pass, and he's got Visser. Visser up over the line, cutting in wide. Takes the shot. He scored. Mitch Visser picks the corner over the shoulder of Jackson Little. And 4-on-4, Visser's got another goal, make it a 9-2 score. The Colts lead now 7.
Mitch Visser, it's awesome to see him scoring goals. I think that's very, very, very important for the Mountain View Colts if they are to have success deep into the playoffs here. He's such a crucial part of that, and to have that depth of scoring is always so crucial. So a hat-trick performance for him tonight. Awesome to see. Now 4 goals in the playoffs. Very impressive stuff.
He's bumped in behind the net. Coming in to get it is Girard to the front. Visser scores on a one-timer. And enough chisels into the dam, and it finally breaks free. Mitch Visser going to get the first goal of the 2020 playoffs for the Mountain View Colts on a nice setup from Travis Girard. He found him in front. They had looked for that a couple of times already. This time, Visser gets all of it. The one-timer going to beat Indiana Kelly, and the Colts have the 1-0 lead at the 19:06 mark of period number one.
Plays one around the boards, comes to the blue line, not out. Stahlberg flips it back down low. Wallace is on it, pass up the sideboards, and he's got Girard to the middle for Geddy. Geddy powers his way through, one check, finds Visser. Visser in, he scores! That new line combination looks like it's working just fine for the Colts. Geddy powers his way through a check. The second defender comes to help out, and that leaves Visser alone. And just like game one, Mitch Visser has the Colts on the board first.
Yeah, it feels pretty good. Just want to thank Gordo and all the coaching staff for all the support over the years and the past coaches. And yeah, it feels really good. And I'm going to keep going the rest of the season and get another championship for the boys.
We are joined now by Mitch Visser. And Mitch, congratulations on being named the Fans' Choice Award winner once again as a Didsbury product. What does it mean to you to have your hometown fans select you for this award for a third time?
Yeah, it means a lot, you know, being that hometown boy, it really hits deep and feels really good.
Now, you hit several milestones this season. You played in your 100th regular season game. You scored your 50th career goal. You picked up your 100th career point. You also had 7 goals in just 11 playoff games, including 3 game winners. What are some of the memories that you're going to take away from this season?
Yeah, you know, I think just everything. It's just been one really good time in junior hockey. And beating Airdrie, that's a really big one for me. You know, just how they play and stuff. It felt really good beating them. And just Gordo over the years, too, and all the coaches. It's just it's been a really fun time, and just want to thank everyone for everything.
Now, you first joined this team during the 2015-2016 championship season. You were a 16-year-old rookie. How do you feel you've grown as a player over these last 5 years, and how are you different from the kid who joined that team in 2015?
Oh, yeah, you know, you just kind of, when you're young, you're a little shy, and the older guys kind of teach you the way, and I've had a lot of vets that have been really good to me over the years, and you kind of just, when you get older, you kind of learn that from the from your previous vets, and you just kind of be what they were like and be good to the rookies and all that.
Now, Mitch, you've given us plenty of highlights in your great career, plenty of reasons for the fans to select you as the Fans' Choice Award winner once again. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mitch.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for all you do, and thank you.
That was Mitch Visser, winner of this year's Fans' Choice Award, his third win in that category, and a big congratulations to Didsbury's own Mitch Visser there. Well, we'll check back in with Bernd Van Kluister here and find out how he's doing as we have officially reached the halfway point. Well, we have officially reached the halfway point of our evening and plenty to talk about from the first 5 trophies given out. We've got Bernd Van Kluister back with us. Bernd, Rookie of the Year, going to Carter Layden, his fellow rookie Peyton Rothenbusch being named Most Improved Player, and Sam Kolke winning the Heart and Hustle Award right there. 3 guys who maybe didn't grab the headlines throughout the season, but they were such key parts of this year's club and this year's depth.
Kolke's nickname should be Heart and Hustle because that's all he ever does, that's for sure. Very deserving, all 3 of those guys, absolutely. I thought Peyton for sure took a couple of strides this season. He really stepped into a leading offensive role for the Mountain View Colts, and I look forward to seeing him as a big part of this team moving forward for the next couple, 2-3 years for sure. And again, Carter Layden, just phenomenal. The amount of effort he gives on a night-to-night basis, earning Rookie of the Year honors. I thought his game really developed as well. A little slower on earlier in the season, but as the season wore on, you could see him starting to gain his foot speed, his confidence as well with the puck. He's not afraid to make an extra little move to get around a defender to move the puck into an empty area. So I really like the way that Carter plays the game. I think he's deserving of Rookie of the Year, and agreed with Peyton as well. And Sam Kolke, very deserving of the Heart and Hustle Award.
Now, Alan Klink and Sam Vanderstoop, co-winners of the Coach's Choice Award. As not only a broadcaster, but a former coach, what can you say about a trophy like that going to what seems like 2 very different players in Klink and Vanderstoop?
Definitely very different players. They play on different sides of the ice, I would argue, but both very, very important, and those are 2 guys that you look to. They're veterans, right? Klink wore the C for a reason, just that nightly effort that he can give you, and that's what you're looking for from your veteran players is consistency, and when the chips are in, as they say, they perform, and that is exactly what happens with Alan Klink and Vanderstoop as well. Just the way that Vanderstoop was able to move throughout the lineup as well, transitioning from forward to defense, and he was all over the ice, really, especially throughout the postseason as well. Very happy to see him pick up an award. Both of those guys pick up an award as well, as I thought Captain Klink was one of the better captains, but definitely one of the better captains for the Mountain View Colts history.
And we also saw Mitch Visser claim his 3rd Fans' Choice Award. Mitch is a Didsbury native. He is absolutely loved in Colt country. So many big moments in Colts history have his name attached to them. He scored in the championship-clinching Game 6 win over Cochrane in 2016. He scored the OT winner in Game 7 of last year's reverse sweep against Red Deer. This year, he had a pair of big goals during that series win over Airdrie. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a more popular player in Didsbury, and that one, I think, incredibly well-deserved.
Yeah, absolutely. He's an automatic goal scorer as well, just the way he was able to rip the puck from basically anywhere on the ice in the offensive zone. Very, very quick shot. lot. And, yeah, of course, he has basically been the face of the Mountain View Colts now for the last 4 or 5 years almost, I want to say. Mitch Visser with that long flowing hair. Hard to miss him when he walks into an arena, that's for sure. He looks like a hockey player, and he eats, sleeps, and breathes hockey, that's for sure.
Now, we've still got some big awards still to come. Baird, we're going to catch up with you a little later on. Again, thanks for joining us.
No worries.